Welcome to Girls Gone WoW, a World of Warcraft podcast for the smarter people. Introducing your hostesses, Syl, EJ, and Raven. And providing the male viewpoint, Rob. And now, with more excitement and booby references than you even thought possible, here we go.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Girls Gone WoW, show 116. With me today is the lovely Raven.
Hello, hello.
And that's it. Raven and me.
Well, EJ's up in the wilds of North Yorkshire with the Goths at the Whitby Goth Festival. She's probably drinking some gin.
I hope she drinks gin for the both of us.
Oh, she'll probably drink more than enough gin for all of us, I would think, during the course of the week.
Probably.
Sounds like they've been having a nice time so far, though. So,
oh, that's good. That's good, because I do hope they have better... like every British person, we have to talk about the weather. Because it's absolutely horrible down here.
Oh, it's been quite nice here.
Okay, well, here it's not, so this is something to come, Raven.
Oh, well, that's nice. But it's been... I had a lovely ride yesterday afternoon on my lovely pony. It's been all right. It's crisp but clear most of the day today.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Oh, so we've got some wet weather coming, have we?
Yeah. Lots of rain and horribleness. Rob is still having dinner, I think, so he might pop in later on.
Okay.
But it's going to be a mini show, so we'll see if he makes it. Because I don't know how long it will be, but we'll see.
If he's having like a full 3-course meal, we might be done by the time.
I wish I had. It was just bread for me today. I was so lazy.
Just bread?
Yeah, well, it was nice bread. It was like a big like loaf with like pumpkin and cheese in it. So pumpkin tea.
Okay, all right.
It's really nice.
Wait, that sounds quite nice. Now, very important questions, Miss Syl. Have you had a good birthday week?
Oh, yeah, I did. I really had a good birthday week. It's a bit strange because, you know, at days like these, I do notice that, you know, I live in a different country. I'm not with my family. So that's a bit hard at times. But, you know, I got lovely messages from everyone in the community and it was really sweet. And I got a message from you and it was just really nice.
Oh, there we go. Everybody, messages from everyone. There was lots of exciting messaging on Twitter. Did you get any good presents?
Well, I had my iPad already. A friend came over in the morning and gave me a voucher, and Gala Bingo gave me a nice bingo opportunity.
Awesome.
But I'm celebrating it tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to see Chris Hemsworth in the cinema.
I'm going to see that on Tuesday. I was just listening to the Obscurecast. I've just got about halfway through this week's episode where Razorbug was talking about him having gone and seeing it, and you and he were having a bit of a chat about all things Avengers.
He's going to have his top off. I can't be happy.
I did very sweary this week, the Obscurecast.
Oh.
Samuel L. Motherfucking Jackson.
I know.
Said Razorbug at one point.
What has happened to him? Do you think I corrupted him a little bit?
No, he does say things like that when you see him in real life. He just doesn't usually say them on the Obscurecast. I thought you were a PG-13 show.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
I think that changed now.
Awesome. I should remember that next time I'm filling in for you, boss.
Yeah,
we're
just not mentioning anything, but yeah.
Samuel L. Motherfucking Jackson. But yes, I'm going to see Thor on Tuesday. I'm quite looking forward to that.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to it. So I'm seeing that tomorrow, and we're going to have some pizza at Pizza Hut. I'm looking forward to it. I definitely I'm looking forward to seeing all my friends. What else did I? Well, I did not play any WoW. We might as well just jump into
that. You've unsubbed, haven't you?
Yeah, I did unsub because I had that feeling that when I logged in, I was not entirely, like, I played it and I went like, don't like it. And
no good.
No. At that point, I'm like, okay, I'm just wasting money. Just put it aside for a bit. And I'm sure that after next weekend, when, you know, the whole announcements on BlizzCon have passed.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, I know. I'll probably start subbing again because I want to level my characters then. But at the moment, I don't have an incentive, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really after my legendary cloak at the moment, so that's giving me a kind of focus when I log in. So so that's giving me sort of something to do. But I do know what you mean. The Timeless Isle is great if you've got a reason for doing it, but if you're just kind of like, it's not a great thing for sort of pottering around in, really.
No,
you
exactly.
Kill those rares so many times.
Yeah, and I'm just done with that. And I'm still a bit, as much as I like Shaman, I'm still a bit like searching for what I really want to play, which was so much easier back in the day because it was always my druid.
Yeah.
And now I'm just like, it's not the same anymore. And
it has really changed.
Yeah. I'm just hoping that, I'm not saying it's all for the worse or anything with druids, but yeah, I'm just waiting to see what will happen in the future. And hopefully, I think, if the characters get updated with graphics, that will be one of the reasons for me to really start liking some of my old characters again. And I might even switch to Alliance back to my my original druid.
Oh,
so
the Arnil.
I know. So, I mean, that is basically still the character I associate myself with. But yeah, it's a tough one when I'm just not, you know, feeling druid at the moment.
No,
so.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
Taking a break is usually good for you anyway, to have a few weeks off and then come back to it.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
we'll pull the excitement next week.
Exactly. And you know, I've been playing other games, and I think playing other games helps because in the end, I always compare it to WoW. And I always go, oh, after a month or two, oh, I really miss WoW. I want to play this again, which is great. And it means that I've been playing Final Fantasy and The Secret World, which
I was hearing on the Obscurecast that you were just in the process of reinstalling it. How is that going?
I played for the Halloween event and I thought for a moment that I would not be able to do it. But I actually got a group and now I have a demonic little kitty as a pet.
Cool.
But it's... You know, with The Secret World, it is the MMO I look for creepy stuff.
Yeah.
It is so unsettling, some of the stories, and it's perfect for me, especially now in Halloween.
I was going to say, it's perfect time of year.
Yeah, it was great. And with The Secret World, you have, like, is it five zones? But they're really huge. They're really huge. And because you can't pick up loads of quests, you can't just do quest, done, okay, now I'll just do them all at once. You have to sometimes just run back to an area because your quest log is full.
Ah,
and you can only have, like, five of a certain...
Oh, right.
Yeah, and then you can only have, like, one of the main quests, one big side mission, and then four, I think, small ones. So it's something like that, or three, something like that. But it gives you much more time to get into the story, and you know, it's really unsettling at times, and they don't shy away from horrible stuff.
Yeah,
like
okay.
I've seen stories about people who kill kids, ritual sacrifice, monsters, was it suicide, and then ghosts that linger, things like that. It's so eerie.
Wow.
Yeah,
that sounds quite full on. Yeah,
it is incredibly full on, but it's very interesting in it, and the atmosphere is amazing. And you know, the fact that I think all the characters look quite unique, which is nice because you're all playing the same. You know, you're a human.
Yeah,
you can customize so much on your character, and it's great. It really, I thought it was really good, and the dungeons are really hard. So.
Oh, cool.
So, you know, if people are interested in something that is much more horror, I would pick it up and just give it a try and see what you think.
And that's free to play now.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I really like it.
No, that does sound quite intriguing. I was quite intrigued by it, but not intrigued enough to go and pick it up because, as you know, I'm kind of WoW only.
Yeah, no, I can understand that. But for me, I sometimes need a little bit of change of flavour. Just a little bit, to keep things interesting. And for me, that because this is more like a horror MMO, I'm really happy with the creepy factor in this. And Final Fantasy is its own like genre almost.
Yeah, I have never played any Final Fantasy, but I know lots of people who have.
I never MMO kind of games. I played Did I play 10, I think? Which I really enjoyed. I really enjoyed those games, even though I'm not a big fan of turn-based combat. But this was, yeah, I think there's something, you know, every time I see a Moogle, I just go, oh, it's so cute. I just love stuff like that. There is a huge, like, cute factor in Final Fantasy. But the storyline is also like, ooh, what's going to happen? It's just, you know, it's so pretty, everything in this game. And that's when I'm a bit like, you know, WoW really needs to pick up its
It does need to pick itself up graphically a little bit, yeah. I mean, it'll be interesting to see. It really will be interesting to see what happens in the next expansion. Like, Pandaria was beautiful, and the level of complexity and detail, and I know I've talked about this, like, every time we talk about Pandaria, but, like, Pandaria itself is absolutely beautiful, but it needs to have some more of that throughout the rest of the game, be that through new character models or just upping the engine as a whole somehow. I don't know what it is, but bits of it, you go back into Stormwind, and everything looks a bit, like, two-dimensional.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree with you. Right. Let's go to how was your week in WoW before we start speculating about
before we
BlizzCon.
Start wildly speculating about BlizzCon. I've had a nightmare week at work. I don't know if I was swearing about this on Twitter, if I've only been swearing about it on Facebook, but I had an absolute nightmare at work this week. I ended up working Sunday, all day Monday and Monday night, all day Tuesday and Tuesday night, all day Wednesday and Wednesday night, all day Thursday, and when I finished on Thursday, I got the report I was doing to the printers and was like, yes, the report's gone to the printers. I then realised I had to shortlist a whole load of job applications, and so I ended up working Thursday night as well. So I didn't get an awful lot of playtime in this week, I have to say, but I did take Friday off, and I did a bit of, I've done quite a lot of LFR. I've been doing a lot of LFR recently to try, because the main focus of what I'm doing at the moment is this legendary cloak quest. So I'm on the runestone collection bit, and I've got 10 out of 12 runestones now.
Wow.
So I did the last two sections of Throne of Thunder this week, and the first two sections of Siege of Orgrimmar. I haven't yet killed Garrosh in LFR. I'm waiting a couple of weeks until people have got the hang of it, because I don't want there to be too much shouting. That I've had quite good LFR groups. It's been quite pleasant. Well, apart from that penultimate Throne of Thunder LFR starts with the Rumu, who's the dude with the maze and the eyeball and the.
I believe you. I have no idea, but I believe you.
Well, he's a good old fashioned beholder.
Okay.
He's a big floating eyeball, and he has this thing that happens on the floor that you have to stay out of. That's actually quite hard to see. And even now, though the whole raid was in Siege of Orgrimmar, gear, we died twice to the eyeball boss. So that was quite funny. And obviously, so we get back in after the first wipe. And the tank left, because the tanks were being hopeless and they weren't doing their tank swap, so one of the tanks left
in a
I can't believe you're all so shit! Would you like a stapler for that hand to your forehead there, would you?
I love D.Va tanks.
Yeah, it was awesome. And we were like, okay, bye! And the other tank was like, oh, thank God, because he wasn't tank swapping with me. And he kept taunting off me when he was supposed to not be taunting off. Some kind of tank swap mechanic that wasn't going on. He was also extremely squishy. I kept being like, fucking hell, why has he only got 2 health? Well, okay, I'll slap another heal on. Oh no, he's only got 2 health again. What the fuck? Okay, fine, more healing. I'm like, who am I? I've done like 8 million healing just on the tank. I'm like, Jesus Christ. So a new tank came in, and the new tank was in the end very good, but didn't stop to ask, was everybody buffed? Is everybody ready to go? Is everybody understand the tactics? So somebody started typing, right, I'm just going to tell you what the tactics are. New tank turns up, pulls.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, hang on a minute. Could we explain what this is? So there's one guy frantically trying to explain what the tactics are. And of course, it's all going, you're getting loads of raid chat about what's going on in the fight. And then it's just like, okay, never mind. Forget about it. So then we wiped again, and we were like, right, before you pull, Please can we explain the tactics to everyone? And we got through it eventually. And once we got through that, the other two bosses in that wing are not too bad. But it was worth it because I did get a runestone. So that was good. So what else have I done this week? I've killed a lot of stuff on the Isle. I'm trying to finish off my Shadowpan Assault, so that was the other reason why I was doing Throne of Thunder LFR, is I'm trying to finish off that reputation that you get for going in there. So I did a couple of bosses from the first wing where you can't get runestones, but they're nice, simple bosses, and it's 330 rapid time. And I'm about halfway through Revered, so it shouldn't be too long before I've got all of that done. And I've also been doing little bits of killing the elites on the Timeless Isle every day to try and get that rep as well. Faffing around, really. Killing lots of rares. Not doing anything terribly exciting. Just running around. Constantly in the wrong gear. and apparently, the only thing that's going to drop for me out of Siege of Orgrimmar LFR ever is braces. Yeah. I now have 6 pairs of 528 braces.
Wow.
It's a lot of braces.
I think you need to grow some more arms.
Yeah, maybe each of my little tree... like branches.
Oh yeah,
own set of braces.
That would be a good idea.
That'd be all right, wouldn't it? Yeah, you could just sort of hook them around the little branches. That would be even if it was only decoratively, at least they'd be doing something.
You could be your own Christmas tree.
Oh yeah, that would be awesome. That would be awesome, and then I could set myself on fire, and it would just be wicked. I slightly forgot about Hallow's End, even though we were discussing it last week, because EJ got her horse. I realised that I hadn't been running it, so I didn't run it.
Did you still need the horse then?
Yeah, I did still need the horse, but I actually only ran it once, so I'm not getting the horse. Because in order to get the horse, you might actually have to, you know, run
the
distance.
I got it, like, not last year, but I think the year before, and I think the drop rate was higher then, because I saw so many people getting it. And then the year after, it was ridiculous that I've never seen a drop anymore.
Yeah, I think they did nerf it a couple of years ago. I think they did. But similarly with the Brewfest Rams and Kodos and whatever the things that he drops, there wasn't... Yeah, I've not got those either.
No, I think... What do I have the Kodo, I think, but not the Ram. And that's about it.
I don't remember.
You know what I'm actually debating on starting to do? I think if I finally picked out a character I really, really like after BlizzCon and start building that up, I will still level all the things because that's, you know, I have to. But I think I might actually start grinding for mounts and actually start making that a thing. So I might actually start doing Ashes of Valar.
That would be exciting.
It's the one thing I really want. And I think a self-heal class would be very good to try that with.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I might be Fuzzy Bear Tank to...
Oh, yay. That would be cool.
Yeah, they're quite... I think Bear Tanks are quite good. So I might... And because it's only me, I don't, you know, I might as well just do that.
Yeah. No, that sounds like a reasonable thing to do.
Yeah.
I am beginning to think about my sort of bucket list. I have to say, I got an email from the Wildstar people yesterday. Ooh. I got an email saying, our beta's going to be coming out in December.
Yeah.
Fill in this survey. Fill in this survey and you might get into the beta.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh, okay, then I'll fill in your survey. So I filled in this Wildstar survey. And they said they're going to be prioritising people who filled in the survey over people who didn't, although I expect that they've got so many people signed up to the beta that it'll be like, you know, 3 weeks before release that that I finally get in. But quite excited to maybe have a go at that if I can possibly get into the beta at any point in maybe the early part of 2014, I would definitely like to take a look at that. But in WoW, I am thinking, my mind is turning towards my bucket list because I'm now 10 out of 12 runestones. So by rights, I should have the runestone bit done next week. I'd have to be pretty unlucky to only get the one-off Lashen that I know I can get.
Mm-hmm.
In one of the other sort of 16 bosses that drop the sodding runestone, somebody should drop one.
Yeah.
And then I have to go and do some kind of solo scenario with Celestials, and then I have to kill the Celestial. So it's probably going to take me like a couple of weeks to get all the rest of the stuff done on my legendary cloak. But once that's done, that's the last sort of endgamey thing, really, that I'm doing at the moment. I know my guild are running Flex Nights on a Wednesday, and I really wanted to go to the one that was this Wednesday, but I couldn't because I was working. Don't like my job sometimes. Most of the time I really do like my job, but this week it's not been very much fun. So it would be nice to get back and do some actual flex raiding. But once I've got my cloak, and in order to get my cloak I have to kill Garrosh in some vein, so I will have to do that last bit of LFR. Hopefully, like, if I can get that done fairly quickly, then we're into kind of end of expansion bucket list territory, really. And I need to work out what it is that I want to do. I've still got a few. I'd like to get my chamois. My chamois is sitting. Where's she sitting? In a pub. She's bound to be in a pub. She's a dwarf. Oh, she's sitting in Kun Lai. She's sitting at the bottom of Kun Lai in the pub. And my tauren is, God knows where she is. She's somewhere in Kalimdor, also in a pub. She's been there for about 9 months now, so she's probably quite plastered. It would be good to do some to get those two leveled. It'd be quite exciting. I'd have two alts then. That would be. I'd never have had two alts at max level before. That would be very exciting. But yeah, then I need to work out what else, what the other sort of probably achievement-y things I want to tick off.
Yeah.
I realised I do not have my crazy cat lady achievement.
Ooh.
I am minus a lot of cats. I've only got 15 of the possible cats. That's slacking. So
just
I might need to
bit,
do some
yeah.
cat hunting. And there's pet battles. There's the whole pet battle thing. And there's Proving Grounds and there's Brawler's Guild. And yeah, so I might have to work out what of all of these things I would want to do.
Yeah, I think that's always good well, let's face it, it's going to be the end of the expansion after next week. See what we have to do for next week. Rob.
Hello.
So what did you do last week? Because we're talking about that before we talk about the topic of the week.
Hello, Roblin.
Hello. I feel like when I get invited in halfway through a show, it's like when somebody walks in the door and cheers. It's just like, ah, new character to join the scene. Hello. Right.
Hello.
So, I've been working on my priest and paladin, and I've been leveling them as well.
Are you going DPS or healing?
Healing and tanking.
Ooh.
So, completely not rob things. But it's funny because it's like, this is real easy. Just run into the middle of everyone and just blow stuff up or just stand at the back and press renew.
So why are you trying non-DPS things? Just feel like a change? Feeling a bit end of expansion-y?
Yeah, just so I do something different, really. So I've got, like, essentially 3 DPS at 90 at the moment and no other characters. So I've got one character that could tank, but she hasn't got any tank gear. And the other two are pure DPS. So I'm literally like, okay, I should probably have a healer and I should probably have a proper tank or something like that.
Oh.
Basically getting everyone up to level 90 to go on to the next thing. To then sit at level 90 until the next time it comes around to becoming level 100 or something.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's going to happen to my two if I do get them leveled. I'll get them to 90 and be like, yay, I got them to 90, and then I'll completely ignore them until...
Done.
Like, way into the next X-Pack.
Exactly.
Unless it's need some kind of tailoring or enchanting.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be the same for me after what we hear on BlizzCon. I'll probably get back into it. I mean, in the moment, I have too much fun in the Secret World and Final Fantasy. So, it will happen, like always. I always come back to WoW.
I've been trying something else as well.
What have you been trying?
I've been leveling up my monk. I actually finally got into the bits where I enjoy playing monk instead of just the, oh, monk's cool. Roll around and punch things, but it's not something I'll ever play. So I've now got to the bit where I'm like, monk's cool, I get to fly at people and kick them in the face. Like, you know, chi torpedoing and things like that. And I'm like, yay.
It's still not a class that appeals to me. I mean, I like all the new things and stuff, but I just can't.
They look really cool, but I still can't play melee.
No.
They look really cool. Every time I see one in the middle of like an LFR or whatever, I'm like, that looks like wicked fun. But actually, I can't play melee. I'm not a melee player at all.
Yeah, I think the only two that I like, like melee are warrior, and that's probably because of the charge thing. And the same goes for bear because you can charge.
This is true. This is true. But bear, I see. I don't mind the tanking thing so much. Maybe I could tank on a monk.
Yeah, that would
maybe
work.
Maybe I could tank on a monk.
The healing monk works quite well because you've got things like crackling jade lightning, and that does like stupid damage, and heals you as well. Apparently.
Yeah, it does sound quite cool. But I'm not totally convinced it's for me. Anyway, I've got to get the hunter and the shaman to 91st. Like that's ever going to happen.
Well, you don't know, you know. You might see something on BlizzCon that's really cool. So let's start talking about that, because next weekend is
Warlords of Draenor!
What?
Yep, let's basically Blizzard registered a new name on the internet, which is Warlords of Draenor. Which is going to be probably Outland.
Yeah, oh.
Well, it'd be some kind of like Outland reboot. And or maybe some other bit of Draenor.
You know, or perhaps I know, I'm not going to.
You know that like Draenor got blown in half, right? But in fact, it's not blown in half. You just like turn the map upside down and then you're on the other side. New content! Yay!
Or maybe it's just a different bit. Like a different fragment.
Yeah.
In honesty, I would be down with that, because I'm one of the few individuals, I think, who actually really likes Outland. But I think it's, you know, I'm a vanilla player, and I was so excited for when the Outland expansion came out. And I really enjoyed it, because it was something else, and I enjoyed the dungeons, I enjoyed the fact that you had to, you know, for everything you had to get attuned to, and I know some people find it a pain in the ass, and I agree, you know, especially if when you're used to basically just getting it, but if I have to choose to getting attuned to something, or doing your dailies, I'd rather get attuned to something, because it feels like you're working towards something, and it changes constantly, instead of doing the same fucking thing all over again.
I think they will probably learn lessons from the dailies. I think there's been a very strong opinion that there were too many dailies in this expansion, too many reps, too many grinds. Maybe the 5.2 way of doing a little bit of dailying was quite good, in that you did every other day or something, you've got a new quest that gave you a little bit of story, so it all went quite quickly. But I think they will take those lessons forwards. The nice thing about possibly going off-world again, be it onto some other bit of Outland that's just bumped into it from the other side of the Twisted Nether or whatever, is that hopefully they can... I mean, it gives them a free rein with the art style. I'm not mad keen for there to be any more Hellfire Peninsula anywhere. Please, take that red out of your palette.
I agree. But there were, you know, with Outland, there were always certain areas that I hate it. What's the area you get after the one next to Zangar?
Next Blade to Zangar, Blade's Edge or Terrakar?
Blade's
Edge.
I hate
with all the spiky bits and the ogres and
Blade's
the
Edge.
Fucking
I
dragons every
it.
Five fucking minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like Blade's Edge.
I think that's the one zone I absolutely despised. I was just like, I'll skip this. And I faffed about in Zangar, I think, for too long anyway. But yeah, I you know, Outland for me has good memories, in honesty. Some bad, but also some good. And I think with Draenor, I mean, you know, we've seen little things like, can you remember that a long time ago, I saw something like in the tips that you get on your loading screen that said that, who was it? Sylvanas' sister, her sister, and another dude, that she, a human?
You mean Windrunner?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god, how have I not remembered these guys?
I can't remember. Right, I read...
not Theresa Windrunner, because she's the one who's...
She's the one who's with...
She's the one with Jaina.
Yeah. It's the other one.
The other one.
Okay.
The one beginning with A.
Windrunner. Windrunner sisters.
I love it. Everybody's Googling all at the same time.
Illyria.
Illyria, there we go.
Totally awesome.
Who was she with again? I'm trying to quickly see.
Tyrallion.
Yes.
Tyrallion.
Yeah. They disappeared.
They did.
And that was also stated in one of the tips, and I was like, why would they say that in a tip? You know? And they leapt into the twisting nether to avoid dying with Draenor. So, I don't.
Yep. There's plenty of there's plenty of options with the Burning Legion and the Twisting Nether and all of that kind of stuff. So
yeah, and you know, I think we need this again. I'm really sorry to
we
say
need,
this, but
like an adventure quest.
Yes, we need the Burning Legion again, and we need hopefully something will be done with. I know she doesn't have her powers anymore as the Guardian of Tirisfal, but maybe Jaina is going to be set up to become the next Guardian.
Interesting.
You know, because she's
interesting idea, yeah.
Well, they do choose broken people as the guardians, don't they?
Yeah. And I don't
You're pretty messed up in the head.
I don't think they're going to use her son anymore. I think he had a son. Who was it?
You mean
the half-orc. Because in the comics, you know, there is another guardian, but I don't think they're going to is it Medan?
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to use him. I think they're going to step away from the comics. And I think, hopefully, something happens with Jaina. Because I did like that whole, you know, fighting against, like, immense demons from... I'm sorry, I don't give a rat's ass about the ancients or whatever the fuck they are. All the gods. I don't care.
You don't care about the old gods?
No.
But the old gods are, like, the background.
I don't. Yeah, I really don't. They're always there, and I find it such a cheap way.
It is a bit of a cop out, isn't it?
A big bird.
Yeah, it's the kind of like a wizard did it. Oh wait, the old gods did it.
It's like, oh, he's corrupted now. It's because of the old gods. Oh, he was a good character now anymore. It's because of the old gods. And I'm just like, oh, I don't want this. It's like putting the freaking dragons into everything. I don't want to see that anymore.
It's like, we need somebody to be the good side and protect us, dragons.
Oh, it's just, it does my head in. I don't want to see any dragons anymore. And I don't want to see any old gods. I just want to go back to the Burning Legion.
You're out of luck, because the next expansion is Dragons and Old Gods! Yeah!
There's been some hints
Old
with...
Old Gods are actually going to be a dragon.
There's been some hints with Rathion as well, hasn't there, that the Burning Legion will be, the Burning Legion are still out there, and maybe we should be, you know, paying a little bit of attention to...
Yeah.
Rathion pretty much clear as day said, look, next time round, we'll be fighting against Infernals. Check it out.
Yeah.
Coming soon to a BlizzCon near you.
Was it Stormrage? I think so. It was Stormrage, or was it Wolfheart? One of the I think it was Wolfheart. I can't really remember. Velen said something about, you know, that Anduin is going to play a big role in things to come.
Oh,
and everyone knows. I mean, Velen and the Draenei need some extra lore.
They need to do something as well.
Yeah, and this would be, I think, a very good opportunity to get more out of Velen, because, in all honesty, I love the Draenei. So this would be a really good way of doing it. But what do we then think about, what was it? I can't remember, the deep down below, the deep dark, what the hell was that? When everyone
dark
went,
below.
The dark below.
Maybe that's part of it.
Could that be like one of those big patches or something that they do?
Yeah, could
maybe.
Be.
Or maybe they've just trademarked a whole fucking bunch of stuff.
Yeah, you know what? They should trademark everything. we've decided to trademark this as well. War guilds and you know.
Yeah.
every single thing under the world.
Yeah. We will see. But I think the Burning Legion is much more likely, given the Rathion stuff and given the sort of obvious holes in the lore that are sort of sitting there waiting to be exploited, than some kind of Naga Vashia underwater thing that everybody was speculating about when the Dark Below first came forward. I don't know what it is. I don't know why people like this idea of playable Naga. be a really bad idea. I hate the Naga. I don't want to play Naga.
But I would like to get more of the story out of them, you know? Because it does feel like it's one of those stories like, yeah, well, we haven't finished this yet. It's the same with...
It would be nice to know what happened to Neptulon.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. And even if they won the step with that and just Neptulon. Have like a little side quest, oh, he's dead. Okay. Well, yes. It's just, we need some closure, Blizzard. And I want to know what happened to Ashara. And honestly, I really want to see... you know, Ashara, because I think she could be such an amazingly cool character. And can I, actually, remember that Ashara was so with, she was the one who got the Burning Legion there in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
She kind of reminds me of, if I'm using a Warhammer reference, Marathi, the, like, Witch Queen thing. She's basically, pretends to be a good person for a little while and then goes, actually, you know what? All of the dark gods, they can be my friends and everyone can go fuck themselves. So, yeah. It's similar kind of situation in that respect.
Yeah. No, I seriously, I think this could be a tie-in or something, and that would be good because I just think some stories need to be, I wouldn't say closed, but we need some more, you know, there needs to be more.
Mm.
And it's the same for... what's the other one that I was expecting? I think everyone... Let's face it. Everyone expected something with Ashara. We all expected something with the Burning Legion again. And we all expected something with the Emerald Dream.
Oh, yeah.
The Emerald Dream has been rumoured to be an expansion for since the age of... like, well, since time before time began, you know?
So, I don't... think they're ever going to do that.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many, like, oh, look, this is a thing where I managed to glitch my way into the Emerald Dream, or, you know, managed to find this on a separate server and stuff like this. It's just like, yeah, but is it ever going to come of anything?
I don't think they're ever going to do it, really.
Mm.
Personally. I think it would be too difficult. There's almost not enough there. I mean... the idea of another bit of Outland with more Burning Legion, like, there's quite a lot in there. You could make a large number of zones. Do we think this is going the whole 10 levels?
Ooh.
Because of that heirlooms?
5.
What, for the up to 100?
I think 5.
I hope it's 10, but it's probably going to be 5 again.
That would be quite a thing, wouldn't it? With the heirlooms going another expansion on again.
Mm. Planning for the future. I mean, you know, Blizz, like most other companies like this, have probably already finished a lot of what they're working on now, or like what's going to be announced now, and they're probably working, or they at least got some people working on what's coming next.
Well, yes, I expect so.
So with the Warlords of Draenor, I think, you know, hearing that, can we agree that we think it's going to be kind of like Outland referenced, or at least Burning Legion?
Yeah, to return to Outland sort of a thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think Draenei will play a big role again.
Well, they've kind of been left in the dark since Burning Crusade.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's reasonable.
I don't think we'll get a new class or race.
I don't either, but I hope we'll get new character models.
Yeah. Do you think? I know that they said. I think the Godmother was on a thing like last week. I think, you know, indeed. I don't think they will go, oh yeah, no, we're still working on it. I think they did that to throw us off, and it's just like, look, guys, we have new character models, and everyone will go, yay, because it's like having new characters.
And then they'll be like, look, dance video. go back to the old dance
we
video
need a
again.
Dance video.
I really hope they do that. I fear they won't, but I really hope they do that. That would make me very happy. New character model, not the dance video.
I think in honesty, I think if Blizzard would do that, no one would give a crap that there's no new class or a new race.
I don't really think anybody's got any time for a new class or a new race. I don't think there's any space. God, I just, it'd be a nightmare.
It's just thinking again about, you know, too much. I think we're kind of maybe in like another expansion or two, because I don't even think we'll get it in the next expansion after the one that they'll announce. I think the one after that might have something new. But I think for now, I can't see a reason to put anything new in there.
And there's such balance problems.
Yeah.
At the moment, just trying to balance the classes that they have got. So I can't see... I don't think they'd be doing themselves any favours introducing another class.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it would be good if they could go back and do some more work with the races, like the Draenei that they've just sort of forgotten about.
Yeah.
You know, bring Valens
to
the front, make the Draenei more expanded. Like, give them some more lore, give them some more story, and don't introduce a new race.
We need the Eredar to be, like, the... guys who are kicking Seven Bells of Hell out of us again, because those guys were cool.
That would be so cool. I can't.
It's like, oh, by the way, I'm like a Draenei, but I'm like 400 feet tall, and I hate your face.
Well, not all the Eredar. I mean, only the ones that we basically destroyed.
Mm.
But the rest of them, they all look like normal. Well, they don't look like normal Draenei, but they're all corrupted. That would be so cool. Can't wait! That would be so cool! Let's go a little bit to Twitter and see what people say, and then we can give our opinion. So I asked this question, what do we expect with the whole Warlords of Draenor? Flacco Jones said, I think an Outland expansion is happening, and Blizz gives away the expansion to players who signs onto a year-long subscription plan.
I don't think they'll give away the expansion.
The shit thing is, if that would happen, I wouldn't care because I'd have to buy the special edition.
The digital deluxe edition did very well for me last time. So it would be a tough call.
Yes, I need my art book though. Unfortunately, I do need my art book and my new mouse pad. Maybe it's very lucrative if they do that, but it is an idea. I can see that. I personally think that if they do another Blood Pact, I think it will be more to do with either a StarCraft thing or Reaper of Souls for Diablo. That's what I think.
I really can't see them doing another Blood Pact. I'm not sure they need to. I think the reason they did it last time was because there was such a long gap between BlizzCon and the launch of the new expansion.
Depending on when this
so long in Dragon Souls.
Depending on this expansion, of course, because if it's going to be another year when this comes out,
it's not going to be another year.
I hope not.
My money is on April or May.
Oh, that would be amazing. Yes, please.
They've been doing a really, really good job of getting content out really quickly. I can't imagine they've not been working on this for a long time. I almost expect them to announce a beta fairly shortly after BlizzCon, and I would, my money would be on April or May.
Mm-hmm.
Around sort of Easter time for a launch.
I hope
and try and bring it that 6 months earlier. They are going to destroy their game if they leave it another year. We can't go until the 25th of September next year. It was the 25th of September last year that MoP was released. We can't go that long. There's not enough content. There's not enough story. People are bored already. People have killed Garrosh. I think it's going to have to be April, May, maybe June at the outside. Some point before that kind of summer holiday upswing with all the kids.
I think you're right. And I really hope so.
We've got the 9th anniversary coming up in, like, what, 3 weeks' time?
Yeah, yes. Something like that.
So, it's been a long game already. Some people have stuck with it, like, you know, we have. I guess Scylla myself, a bit longer than Raven, but at the same time...
Think of myself as a relative newcomer, and yet... I've been playing since the 1st of January 2009, which is getting on for 5 years now.
On the other hand, Raven, you're more the consistent player of us.
At the moment, yeah.
Yeah.
Although,
but, I mean, I've taken my breaks of at least a year at times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've never had a break for that long. I did have a break for a couple of months last year, and I'm not playing terribly much at the moment, but I'm consistently playing maybe like 4 or 5 hours a week, if I like on a week that I don't get to play very much. And I did spend what felt like an eternity in LFR this week. again.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what everyone else says. Daniel says, I hope we return to find an overrun Outland and realise taking out Illidan was a mistake.
Yeah, I saw that. I thought that was...
would be awesome.
I thought that was a really awesome
it's
idea.
It's like, oh, you know what, Illidan, oh, he may have had some bad ideas, but yeah. At least he got the job done.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Where did all these people come from?
I know.
My fire be purged. Oh, what the hell? You came back again.
But that would mean like a huge overhaul, I think, again, because Jaden says, I predict quest updates for Outland, possible revamp of the Shattered Planet, though not to extent that Kata did with 1 to 60 content. Second prediction, a level down scaling for content. Optional only, though.
Well, we know that the second is coming true because they accidentally left it switched on. And people have accidentally found themselves scaled down in dungeons a few times over the past couple of months. I've heard from all sorts of podcasts that there's been a few tales of that. So, and they did tell us at the end of Corey Stockton and Zarin, maybe? Somebody gave an interview at the end of August where they said, absolutely, we're working on scaling down raids and old dungeon content. So I think the scaled down content is definitely coming, and I think that'll be pretty cool. Revamping Outland, the part of me would like it that to happen because I hated questing in Outland. Yeah. Obviously, I wasn't doing it at, I mean, I was doing it at level, but obviously the expansion later. Silky is my only character who's quested through Outland. I dungeoned my chamois through because I started doing the quests in Hellfire and I was like, no, I can't do this again. I did go back with Silky and do all of the quests. So she's got her lore master for having done all of the zones in Outland. I didn't do them all at the time because I got halfway through Blade's Edge and I died of boredom. and then when I went back to Blade's Edge, I knew I'd given up on Outland about halfway through Blade's Edge, and it took me about 4 hours to work out where to pick up the fucking quest that I dropped so that I could carry on questing in Blade's Edge. That was a nightmare when I was trying to do my Lore Master, but I did do it. It certainly, as content goes, there's a lot in there that could do with some updating. There's a lot of different ways of doing quests and different ways of thinking about things, but it would be a hell of a lot of work. Mm. And whilst I can... The benefit of reworking the 1 to 60 content, I can totally see that. I don't know whether you'd get such a big benefit from doing that in Outland.
I don't think it's worth it in Outland. I really don't think it's worth it.
I mean, unless you were going to do what she says, which is to just expand the current Outland content to then include the new expansion. And if they were going to do that, I mean, revamping Shattrath and having that as a neutral city again, that actually, you know... That could be quite cool. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, it could work, but they'd have to do it quite well, or else they're going to get shouted at for recycling old content and not dreaming up anything new.
I know. Scott Lay said, "Fell corgis."
That's really cute.
And there's a nice image on Twitter with two very interesting corgis with green glowing eyes, and it says "Corgis Unleashed."
Oh yeah.
I think that would be brilliant.
Still might be corgis unleashed. Still might happen.
They Call Me Sal said, I still believe in the dark below. So do we, but I still think that might be like a big patch then, maybe. Or maybe it's a new book that they're going to register.
Could be.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Nobody knows.
And Mbutes said loads of things, so I'm going to read all her tweets. I'm not great at predictions, but I expect a new continent or planet, Burning Legion and Raphian involvement, item squish, ability squish, reduced button bloat, revamped character models instead of new class race, maybe sub-races, downscaling for all the dungeons and raids, something to help with inventory and bank space, and something entirely unexpected.
yeah, what she said.
Yeah, in honesty, yeah. I think she's dead on with
this. I think she's right on the money. A lot of those things we have you know, devs have talked about. They've talked about the need for the item squish to happen, or the eye level squish, sorry. That's definitely coming. They've also talked about tabard storage and storage for novelty items and other things that take up lots of space in your bag so that you can have more bag space. And I think those are kind of proper quality of life issues that will make things much, much better. I mean, if I could take all of those tabards out of my bag and out of my void storage, because not all of them will go in your void storage because they're not all unique, or some of them are unique. I can't remember whether it's you're not allowed to put unique things in void storage. I don't know. Not all of my tabards will go in my void storage. It's very annoying. Mm. Doing some of those quality of life things and also fighting the Burning Legion, that would do it for me. That'd be all right.
Yeah, definitely.
And I definitely don't think Rathion's going away. He's been too much kind of built up this expansion. They've spent too much time getting to know him, getting to find out what he's thinking about. He's spent too long befriending us individually, one by one, to not have a pivotal role in the next expansion. I have to say, when I was I finished the previous bit of the Legendary Quest, it's really funny. I always forget that he's still such a baby black dragon. There's a bit where he like turns into a dragon and flies away, and I'm like, oh, he's tiny. Look at how cute that is.
Is he still a whelp?
he really is still a whelp. It's really cute. I guess at some point he'll grow up a bit, but probably not for thousands of years. I don't know.
You could imagine they're like maybe if they do another like weird timey-wimey thing again with Nos Dormu and all that. Rathian, we'll have like Rathian from the future come back and be like, all shall love me and despair. Like, oh my god!
That would be quite funny. I guess the Time Walkers is the other possible thread that they could pick up for an expansion or at some point, because there are some people standing round in the Timeless Isle that are of a faction, and I think it's called the Time Walkers, that you can't, they're just standing there, they're neutral to you, you can't talk to them, or you can talk to them, but all they do is say hello. There's nothing, you know, you can't do anything for them, but they're just milling around,
mm-hmm.
biding their time, which presumably they have a lot of.
I am very excited for this BlizzCon, because I just think it's just time for something new. I do have a feeling that, maybe this is me, but it feels like the expansions can't hold my interest long anymore.
Mm.
And I don't know if that's because the game is just, you know, it's I wouldn't say it's a one-trick pony. I don't mean it like that, but it feels a bit like, yeah, I've done it all now.
Yeah, there's nothing spectacularly kind of new and different. It's fundamentally, it's an MMO. It plays a lot like other MMOs. And you go out and you kill things and mm-hmm. you get more gear and you kill bigger things. I mean,
I know that people are going to, oh, I'm going to get so flamed for this, but when I'm playing Final Fantasy, it reminds me of Vanilla WoW. And everyone says, you can't like Vanilla WoW because it was shit. And I'm like, yeah, I agree. Some of it was horrible. But another part of it was quite nice. I think the fact that, you know, it wasn't so smooth, it wasn't polished. Some of it was really like, I have no idea where I'm running. What am I doing? And the game didn't help you as much as it did with, like, Pandaria.
But yeah, I think if you don't know any better,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
like, if you went back to play Vanilla WoW now, absolutely it's going to look shit.
Yeah.
Because, like, you've got all this stuff that we've got used to.
Yeah.
But at the time, you didn't know any different. So why would you, you know, you don't want what, I mean, I guess that's the expertise of people like Blizzard, is working out what is going to make you want, like, something better. You know, what should the next big thing be? I, as an ordinary human being, have really very little expectation about what I want in a game. I don't know until something turns up. I'm like, yes, this is the best thing since sliced bread. I'm not a game designer, so I can't sit and look at something and go, you know what would make this better? If you opened up your map and it said on the map where I needed to go.
Yeah. But the thing is, if this is another form of Outland, I'm really looking forward to that. And I have no qualms that I think this is going to be, you know, like it was with Burning Crusade. I really don't think it's like that. But just getting that feeling that we're going back to Outland, I am super hyped for that. I really want that. Maybe it's just because it is... Okay, this, again, people go, oh, what's wrong with you? I'm done with Pandaland. I'm so done with the whole Asian theme. It does not... I said that on Obscurecast. It does not feel to me anymore like Warcraft.
Mm.
I need to go... That's why I like leveling low-level alts or doing stuff in Orgrimmar again, because that is Warcraft to me. And I know then people say, well, why the fuck do you want to go to Outland? Because it's still better than Pandaland. I just want something that's much more... I want to see Draenei. I want to see things that are messed up and just weird. And I get more of the Warcraft feeling in Burning Crusade than I do in... Mists of Pandaria. And don't get me wrong, I really do like Mists of Pandaria. I think it's gorgeous, but I'm just a bit done with the whole Asian theme kind of thing. You know, I want to go back to something that we all know, whether it be Burning Legion kind of stuff or just more back to the old races. I want that.
Do you think that by going back, we're going to assume now for the next 5 minutes that we are going back to Outland. Do you think that going back to Outland, they're trying to appeal more to old players and get them back into the game, or people like yourself that might be wavering a little bit because you've maybe been doing this for a long time? Do you think they're trying to go more after that market than they are after new players? Do you think they might feel like they've saturated the new player market a bit?
I think so.
Yeah, because I think they showed...
We've got all the people that we are ever going to get now.
I don't know about that, but I think that they showed to everyone who wanted to join. I mean, let's face it, Mists of Pandaria was like a diamond, basically. It looked so polished. Everything looked amazing, you know. The characters were wow, the polygons and just the animations. I think they got loads of new people in because of that.
Yeah.
But I think what they're trying to do, I think you might be onto that with trying to appeal to the old players in the sense of, you know the stories, you know what has been going on, let's go back to that so you can get more of what has happened here. And I think for lore nerds, this would be like mouth-watering. Honestly, I'm like, I want to know what goes on. And I do think that for a lot of people, it's like, yeah, but what happened there? I want to know what happened there. And yeah. So, yeah, I think it's more aimed towards older players to come back and see, well, what has happened to that storyline then, or to this race. And hopefully, you know, they will cater to that. So, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. And because it's Outland, they don't really have to stick to one theme. It could be really outrageous.
Controversial.
Well, because, yeah, you could think, you know, look at the old Outland. All the zones were so different.
This is true. It was quite a very... I mean, I guess my problem with Outland is that it started with Hellfire Peninsula. I think if it had started with Zangarmarsh, I'd probably have felt a lot better about it. But when I played it the first time, when I was leveling, I stayed in the old world for a little bit beyond 60 because I was busy finishing up some quest lines in the Plaguelands. Mm-hmm. So I ended up staying there till I was about like 60, probably almost 61. And then I played Hellfire Peninsula and I hated it. It was just awful. And then I played Zangarmarsh and I thought Zangarmarsh was awesome. And then from Zangarmarsh, I went straight to Blade's Edge and I only played half of Blade's Edge before I was like 68. And as soon as I got to 68, I went to the Howling Fjord.
But I do like the contrast in Outland. Because, yeah, you do get Hellfire and it's like... And then all of a sudden it's Zangarmarsh and it's like... Oh, Zangarmarsh, amazing!
Yeah, Zangarmarsh is awesome. And you go and hang out with some druids and they're all really cool.
And all the areas after that, you know. It was, for me, it was like exploring like this amazing world. And I really enjoyed that. And I hope that if it's going to be an outlandish thing, I want that to happen again, you know, that they just go mental with the entire areas and it will be like a surprise every time.
If everything looked like Zangarmarsh in the Grand, and maybe Netherstorm, actually, I don't mind it up there, although it's a bit of a pain to get around or see where you are sometimes.
Yeah.
But if it was all looked like that, that would be fine.
I think, you know, when regards to that, we just have to see what happens. We got an email tossing you some ideas for your tweet. So Draenor is now Outland, right? To have the Warlords of Draenor requires either something from the past coming back to haunt us, Burning Legion resurgence, maybe the Burning Crusade was just a setback, or...
Well, we didn't kill Sargeras, did we?
Or something from the current timeline going back via the Time Walkers and a trip to the original Draenor pre-Ner'zhul. That is
interesting. Oh my god, that's a bad act.
Now that's an interesting idea.
That would be cool. Because isn't
appealing to the lore nerds.
that would be amazing. Seeing maybe we could see actually what's her name? Illyria?
Yeah.
And Tyrallion then? In that I don't know, kind of like time warpy, wibbly, wobbly thingy, timey-wimey stuff, maybe?
Step into my office. It's a police box. No, it's an office.
Yeah, that would be cool. Something like that. Oh my god, my brain is like exploding.
Just exploded Sil's brain.
He continues.
Whose email was that?
Sorry?
Whose email is this?
Zadika, the Blood Elf Mage. So,
well done, sir. You
I
have
know.
Sil's brain.
calling Outland Draenor when it hasn't been a full planet for quite a while would be a fallacy. But if that's the case, then we'd be going back to a perhaps updated Outland in the present day, and perhaps the Burning Legion are having a resurgence. Maybe the theory that Garrosh escapes or is sent back to Outland as punishment fuels more old or true Horde stuff, and the Fell Orcs rise up under a new leader and start trying to take over Outland again. Clever.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know about the Garrosh. Oh, yeah, I don't know.
But it could be mentioned, you know, if they hear that, they might go, you know, he was one of us or something, or he was an orc of who
it'd
knows.
It'd just be funny if they like pulled the mask off of Garrosh's head and it was actually Sargeras, and he would be like, and I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you pesky kids.
I wish there was a Scooby-Doo reference in it. Personally, I'm digging a time travel or a space expansion. I think we're all ready to get off Azeroth for a while. Preferably with Illyria and Tyrallion's help.
Oh, well, there we go. Yes, definitely.
Steam-powered spaceships.
God. Okay. Of course, maybe some big warlords from the time of Ner'zhul appear out of the nether in Stormwind and knock over some more statues and wreck the mage quarter this time. I think if it happens, sorry, but I think it should be Orgrimmar this time.
Yeah.
You know,
then
maybe.
Again, then again, he, you know, they just rebuilt it.
It's true. So that was from Zadika the Blood Elf Mage. That, sir, was brilliant. That original Draenor pre-Ner'zhul thing, I'm digging that.
Oh, it's a good job we only have 7 days to wait, isn't it, ladies?
I know.
Well, you will be digging that if they bring new archaeology into it.
Probably. I would be okay with that. It's one of those things I really have to start looking into doing. But
then again, you know, if you're going back to like pre-Draenor, would it be really archaeology, or would it actually be some kind of weird thing? It's like, you found something from the future in the past. What?
That would be weird.
I hope it's a sonic screwdriver.
That would be cool. Found a very small blue police box.
There needs to be more Doctor Who references in there. If this is Outland again, I am going to scream my head off this weekend. I will be so happy. Seriously. Because I've always said I want more stuff for Draenei. It's my favourite race, and I just feel like Blizzard went just, yeah, this is the Draenei. Hi. That's it.
Hi. Hi.
Yeah, we do stuff. That's about it. We crashed here. Can we stay? Ah, great.
They are like the longest staying kind of house guest ever. It's kind of a bit awkward.
But it's so weird because Velen is one of the most powerful beings out there.
I know, and he's just like sitting around.
And it's just like
he's doing his Gandhi thing.
I know, yeah. And that's perfectly fine. But I'm just like, dude, you look at what you have. You have like a powerhouse here and you do nothing with him. It's just, no. No, no, no. That's wrong. Something needs to be done.
Yeah, I totally think the next time they should have crashed their ship into Pandaria.
It's just, we need to have more with this. I'm sorry, Horde players. I love the Horde, but if they do more with Draenei, this might actually pull me back to Alliance.
Ooh.
I know, controversial. I love my space goats. I really do. But I was just so bummed out that they just did nothing with the lore. And I'm sorry, Night Elves. I used to be a Night Elf, but that whole thing since Tyrande and is just running after her man to do everything for him. I'm just like, oh, fuck. There's nothing interesting there. At least, you know, with Velen, I have a certain respect. But with Tyrande and Staghelm, just like, yeah, whatever. I don't care.
It's like
fair enough.
Rage hate for the Night Elves.
Well, I'm sorry. The story is so
drippy.
Yeah, I don't like it. I absolutely don't like it.
They did not do good things to Tyrande.
No, and this is like, you know, this should be a full kick-ass warrior queen like Xena or something.
She was only in charge for 10,000 years. I mean,
well, and then
know,
it's like, can I drop it all for my man now?
Apparently, in Warcraft 2, she was properly in Warcraft, the original Warcraft. In one of the previous Warcrafts, and I didn't play any of them, so I don't know, but apparently in one of them, she was like properly kick-ass. And then as soon as we got to World of Warcraft, she got all wussy.
Yeah, and all these strong women are being like, I'm not going to be like all like feminist or anything.
We need to get Joss Whedon in to write some wild.
Yeah, that's what we need.
Oh dear.
I am a Joss Whedon fan. I really love what he does, and for me personally,
he writes really, really, really good women.
Yeah, he does. Mm-hmm. And
his men are a bit peculiar sometimes, but he writes some really good women.
His men have mental issues.
Yes.
He writes lots of people who are just a little bit, like, one screw loose or four.
Yeah, 100. Some of them.
But his women are incredible.
Yeah.
And they're really proper, strong female characters. They are real people. We should get him to come in and write some WoW heroines.
Hmm.
I think...
Sorry, I'm just glancing at my Facebook. Glancing at my Facebook and I see you've been asked to consider live streaming in low-cut tops.
Basically, I just, you know, it's like, oh, show us tits. And I'm just like, well, fuck off, dude.
How about you show us your tits, you asshole?
No, you wouldn't want to see his tits. Anyway, she's going to go and look at Chris Hemsworth's tits tomorrow, so that'll be all right.
Oh, yes, please.
So you're going to watch the Dark City, are you?
I want to see Chris Hemsworth. He's going to be half naked.
Oh dear.
I loved that was the first thing you asked Razorback. Don't tell me what happens in the film, just tell me, does Chris Hemsworth get his top off?
That's what I need to know, but I know I will already be like blocked immediately because I know there will be a hand all of a sudden in front of my eyes, and if that happens, you know, people are going to get hurt.
Wow.
Are you going with your friends tomorrow?
Yeah. Seriously, people are going to get hurt. Don't block that site from me. Seriously not. And if I would have it on DVD, I would just pause it for a few seconds. It's amazing.
Right. Anyway, back to Warcraft. Are we somewhere in Outland?
Yeah. Seriously. Oh, women. I think that, hopefully with this, we'll get some more kick-ass female characters in here.
I would like that.
When they say warlords, maybe we'll get, you know, it doesn't mean that it has to be a man.
Nope.
So, I'm hoping...
Jaina would make a kick-ass warlord under the right circumstances, although maybe slightly, she needs to dial down the crazy. Slightly.
Well, maybe Felon could help with that. You don't know.
I am interested about the fact that at the end of the Siege of Orgrimmar video, she's just like, you need to to completely crush the Horde, destroy them, erase them from history.
Yeah, she's gone a bit crazy.
Well, or rather, that's what I got from in the words of... what did she say again? What's her line?
She says something about crushing them.
It's like something like you. Now's our chance to disband the horde or something.
You could crush the horde or something. Yeah. Now's our chance. Variant just a bit like, or we could not.
Yeah. Or we could be friends because I've heard there's demons.
It is a little bit weird what he does at the end of that. He's a little bit weird to just turn around and go, all right, here's your toys back. Now behave.
Yeah, it's a little bit like, look, I don't have to like you.
Anyway, sorry, next expansion.
I don't know. I'm just looking forward to what's going to happen, but we'll see.
So that's expansion. And we think no new races, no new classes.
No new races, no new classes. New character models. Yeah.
Scale down content on demand. What else have we got in the pot?
Ability squish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that will happen too. I think some of it is... Because they did that with talent trees.
Yes. Mm. If they took some buttons out of my rotation, I would not be too disappointed.
In all honesty, I know, okay, again, I am comparing this to other MMOs. You don't need 20,000 buttons in other MMOs. So why do I need it in WoW just to play, you know... Sufficiently.
It's another sort of throwback to it being the first of its type, really. Yeah. I mean, you always get the first time you do something, you're going to get the kind of ballooning
effect. I mean, I'm not saying that we should go back, like, remember major rotation in the beginning? One, two, one, three.
Doesn't need to be that bad.
It doesn't need to have to be like that. But a little bit less would be nice. Honestly, I shouldn't have to need a Razor Naga to play this game.
Could probably borrow some of the thinking from how Diablo's 3's like spells work. Mm-hmm. There's plenty there to keep it interesting, but not so many you can't play it on a console. I'm not that I'm suggesting WoW should go to consoles, although it's an interesting idea.
It would be an interesting idea. Actually, do you think that might be happening in the future?
Well, they'd need to scale back so much of the of the abilities and everything. I mean, there's just so much mouse required. I think it would be quite hard.
It would be an option, considering that Final Fantasy is doing it.
It would be interesting to see how it was done. It would be interesting to see if they could do it. And I don't know if they thought that might increase their subscriber base. I don't know how Diablo's been doing on console.
I think better than on PC, in all honesty.
It sounded like it was easier to play on console. I have to say, I'm sort of thinking, because my boyfriend's got a 360, Xbox 360, and I'm sort of thinking about picking a copy up to take over at Christmas, because we do play a lot of games and stuff over Christmas. It's got, on-the-couch co-op mode. It's the sort of thing I enjoy. There are other people in the house that might enjoy it. And I'm curious to see whether I can play it easier on a console than I can on the PC, because I hated Diablo 3 on the PC. I couldn't... The story sounded really interesting, and I was really interested in the lore, but I couldn't get my fingers around the controls at all.
Yeah, for me, you know, this reminded me of other games I played in the past. So I was okay with that. I wouldn't say I liked it, how I used it, but I could... get around with it, and for me the story was just so worth it. I do think that, you know, when Marie said something entirely unexpected, I'm wondering now if it's like, and next year it's going to come out on, because can you imagine if Final Fantasy does this, and you know, it's a big, they have a big player base on PlayStation. What this could do for WoW on the PlayStation.
It's interesting. Or I'm wondering, I was wondering, idly wondering the other day when I was sitting in the shower or whatever I was doing, about how much longer they'll let WoW go on like it is. Because like leveling at the moment, if you brought new people in, if we're going, like we were saying earlier, so if this expansion's more towards getting old people back, rather than getting new people in, if we level up to 100, or 95, or 100, wherever, that's a hell of a curve for a new player coming into the game. So I'm wondering whether, you know, how many more expansions we're going to have of the same game. Wonder whether they might do a, like, World of Warcraft 2, since Titan seems to have fallen off the radar again. They've, like, reallocated all the people who were working on it, and they're now gone back to WoW and StarCraft and people. And so I'm sort of wondering whether they might be a sort of in the style of EverQuest 2, and actually just reboot of the whole WoW franchise.
Mm.
And if you were going to do that, you'd definitely do it for consoles as well as PCs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There would be no reason at all to stick it just with PCs and Macs. You definitely have to do it for the console market.
Yeah. I think everyone is having high expectations of next weekend.
High expectations? The World of Warcraft fan base. Really?
And I think Blizzard knows this. I think they really have to, you know, kick it up a notch a little bit.
Yeah.
Because as horrible as this will sound, let's face it, we've been playing this game for a lot of years. I think a lot of people just expect certain things now from Blizzard and just go, you know what, if you want to keep us, then you better make it worth it. Because there is so much competition out there.
Yeah, completely.
And it's only going to get worse next year.
Well, yeah, with WildStar and the Elder Scrolls MMO, and those are both coming in as subscription-based games, that's got the potential to eat into WoW's. I mean, this is the other reason, actually, from what I said earlier about launching in April, May time.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those games are going to be out in the early part of next year, I think. I know WildStar are talking, they've pushed it back a little bit.
Wasn't it spring for them?
What does it say? WildStar release date announces new 2013 release date. No, 2014 release date. Spring.
So that could be April. Mm.
That could be April.
Perhaps like releasing new content to contend with.
The game was first set to be released in Q4 2013, but was later delayed to Q1/Q2 of 2014. So that would be potentially April, May time.
Mm-hmm.
Elder Scrolls Online release date. What are you saying now? Will be released in 2014. Hooray!
I just don't know when.
Spring 2014.
Oh, spring.
So ESO is also targeting for spring, and they are not only going PC, Mac, they are also going console.
Yeah.
Mm. Elder Scrolls are launching PC, Mac, and console all on the same day.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, WildStar is only for, I think, PC, isn't it?
They said they were going to initially launch PC.
And, maybe
and then
Mac,
they're going to hopefully, they were talking about later doing Mac. I'm that glad that I've boot camped my Mac, so I will be able to play it with my Windows install on my iMac. But it's interesting that ESO has gone console as well as desktop.
They'd have to. Because it will be very difficult. I mean, there is always a chance that people who play it for the first 3 months go, yeah, I don't like it anymore. I'm going back to WoW. That's perfectly fine. But I think that they would have to release this around this time from a marketing standpoint of view.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, certainly there's some strong arguments for not. They can't let the competition get too far ahead of them. And because what they do is they leave it a year from now, and we end up with a big dead period, then nobody's going to be playing WoW in the spring. They're going to go and play WildStar or something else. And they're going to get properly stuck into it, and their guilds are going to go over there, and then they're going to have that kind of like loyalty and emotional commitment to another game. And that's, you know, some of them won't come back. Some of them will, some of them won't.
Exactly.
So I think there's some very strong business arguments for not letting the competition get too far out in front. And if anything, getting out in front of the competition would be beneficial. But I mean, if they are going for more of the actually milking money out of the existing fan base rather than trying to get new fans, then that takes the pressure off a little bit, I suppose. But
yeah, we'll hear it all on next weekend.
Yeah, next weekend. have you all got your virtual tickets?
I do.
I have not.
Are you getting one?
I probably won't be getting a virtual ticket, no. I can't really afford to do it.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
I'm still going to watch it, and I'll have like everything, like all my junk food with me. I just sit here in my onesie.
Well, obviously, EJ and Razorbug and other people are going to the Barcraft on Thames event with the Ready Check people. I am sadly not, because it's my sister's 30th birthday party.
It's kind of important.
Minimum standards have been put in place, and my presence is required in deepest, darkest Kent. So I will not. Ouch. I was hoping she was going to be somewhere quite nearby, so I could maybe nip up to the Barcraft afterwards. But no, we
are you glancing at your Twitter feed?
Am I glancing at my Twitter feed? What, right now?
No, then.
Oh, on there, yeah, totally. EJ's promised to live text me. So that's Saturday night. And then Sunday lunch, we are having Sunday lunch at EJ's house, and we will catch up with our, we'll have a bit of a BlizzCon Sunday afternoon party, so we'll catch up with our BlizzCon viewing. And I don't know whether I think I might get... Yeah, I might get my myself a virtual ticket, but I will definitely be stealing EJ's, if nothing else.
I'm actually wondering something. This is also, you know, for next week. Our time, does BlizzCon end before Sunday evening?
No.
Ah, okay.
We're doing for us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the main event will have happened by then.
Yeah, I mean, for me, still, I'd want to follow everything. Yeah, we won't be recording then.
I guess the main things might have done. Maybe they finish on the Saturday. Oh, hang on, let me look at the schedule. Schedule! The schedule says... Oh, God. Yeah, no, it's only on Friday and Saturday.
Oh, well, in that case,
Maybe
we shall record then on the Sunday and discuss all the things and just, you know, be really enthusiastic.
All of the things.
Or not. Or just go, this was totally shit.
Oh, yeah, no, I need to work out, what we're going to see. So, yeah, no, we could do... Oh, God. Oh, I see. I'm looking at the schedule and I'm getting really confused. and the reason I'm getting really confused is because I'm on the EU.battle.net site.
Yeah.
The schedule's in Central European time. So I'm like, the closing ceremony is at 3 a.m.? No, the closing ceremony is at 3:30 a.m. to 6 a.m. European time. On Sunday morning. So the closing ceremony finishes at 6 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Oh, so basically I can just stay up until then, fall asleep in the afternoon, and then wake up in time.
Well, there's not, to be honest, late onto the Saturday night, the latest thing you might want to see live, this works quite well for us, actually, is the Q&A. The World of Warcraft Q&A is 11:30 till midnight, until half past midnight. Other than that, it's all the... Well, I don't know, maybe you like watching StarCraft and stuff. And
I might just have
some
a little
arena
bit of a look.
Stuff.
Yeah, maybe that will get me back into it. I need to do this. Who knows? You know.
But
yeah.
The sort of all of the panels that you might definitely want to watch are all over by about half past midnight, so you wouldn't have to stay up too late unless you wanted to watch the StarCraft stuff.
The movie
presentation, which is obviously the most important thing, is at 10 o'clock. And that's, oh God, Central European time. Hang on. So Central European time is an hour ahead of us.
Yeah.
So that's actually like 10:30. So that's, yeah.
We'll be fine.
We'll be finished by 11:30. So yeah, we could totally record on Sunday.
Yay. Let's do it.
Let me put that back in my calendar because I took it out when we were talking earlier on.
And I'll inform EJ for
All right, I'll tell EJ when we're having...
Oh, okay, excellent.
In fact,
right.
Maybe we'll both record from her house. That'll be hilarious.
That would be cool. also, a few things before we close this podcast. I got another letter. It said, "Hey girls, I'm Rob. I'm a guy who has been playing WoW on and off since Vanilla, and I can't think of any other game I love more. I've been off WoW for the summer, and when I came back to the game, both my account and email was uber-hacked, so I lost all my shit. but hey, it's just a game. Oh. I bought a new account and rolled an Orc Warrior on Argent Dawn EU. I found my way into my old guild, Argent Shield, and it was like I've never left the game in the first place. My other passion is music and listening to podcasts while I'm at work. I started off listening to podcasts about movies and movie reviews a few years ago. When I once again found myself playing, I googled Warcraft podcast and stumbled onto Scott Johnson and the Instant podcast. I've been listening to them for a while when suddenly I heard something about Girls Gone Wow and I'm struck with curiosity. So that's one more fan for you to add to the grinder. Love your show. Keep it up. I might send some more emails as the weeks progress. Love, Zumok.org. Oh, thank you. It's always great to have new listeners. I really like that.
I don't think I'd realised that I could watch World of Warcraft What's Next live because it's not till quite late on Friday night here.
See, I have the entire week off.
Oh, of course, because they're right the way over. You see, I should have got my head around this time difference already because my boyfriend's currently in San Francisco. I hadn't quite got my head around how their timing worked. But it's showing that the World of Warcraft What's Next, which is probably when where the expansion will be discussed, is at 9:30 Friday evening Central European time. So that would be 8:30 Friday evening British Summer Time. No, not British Summer Time. We're back on GMT. Yeah. Sorry. Back on GMT. But 8:30 in the evening on Friday night. I'm totally going to EJ's house.
Okay,
EJ! Before
we end this podcast, predictions for which band is going to play.
Oh, we know who's playing.
Who is it?
It's Blink-182.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why did I think it was going to be Metallica?
Well, I don't know, but it is Blink-182.
Did I still
Who got that right? Roe called that.
Can I say one thing? If you're going for bands around that age, why don't we get Sum 41?
Because Blink-182 is better than Sum 41.
No, it's not.
Roe called Blink-182 in run maintenance, or possibly on All Things Azeroth at some point about 4 weeks ago, because he'd worked out, must have been on All Things Az, because he'd worked out that Blink-182 were doing or Blink-182, as they always call it in the US, are doing some tour, and that was the only date that they didn't have. They looked like they were in the area, but they didn't have anything planned that night.
See,
that's the kind of detective work we rely on Roe for.
I'm okay with Blink-182, but I wanted Sum 41.
You never know. It might be Blink-182 with special guests, Sum 41.
I doubt it.
I really don't care who's closing the ceremony of this con.
I mean, I was happy last year with the Foo Fighters because Dave Grohl. So I was happy with that. But, okay. I guess, I do like their music, so... At least it's all right. It's not like Lady Gaga or something, so that's okay.
God, imagine that.
That would be amazingly interesting.
You might be dressed up as a Murloc or something.
Yeah, she would. No doubt, she would. okay, let's call it a night. Where can they find us? You can hear everything in the outro, but you can find us personally on the Twitter. Rob, where can they find you?
At GGW Roboto.
And Raven.
I'm at Silky Raven.
And you can find EJ at Otaz, OTTAHZ.
Oh, you so nearly did it.
I know.
It's because of the double T. You want to go OTTAHZ.
I know, that rolls so much better. And you can find me at McMonkeys, that's MC and I'm Monkeys with a Z. Go listen to Obscurecast, where I always apparently
there's proper sweary in it.
I know, we're getting a lot more sweary, and I don't know. I think there's a lot of rage building up, and I think my hormones are in overdrive or something with all these men that are playing like superheroes now. It's just like, I don't know. It's like the candy shop. I'm really happy. So, if you want a more general gaming, it's not really gaming, it's all kinds of geekery podcasts. Just listen to the Obscurecast. Press start to continue. On iTunes or on the website, obscurecast.com. I think we're going to record again next week, if time will let us, I think so.
Yeah, I think that should work. I don't think there's a problem with that at all.
Yeah, so we'll... I mean, it's like all the other podcasts will be really original and we'll totally not talk about BlizzCon. So, yeah, you know, if you've heard...
Once again, this year, we shall be not talking about BlizzCon, and in fact, we shall be talking about how we did not spend our weekends watching the TV.
In honesty, I think we'll be doing it in our own Girls Gone Wild way. So we'll be ranty and, you know, like, totally inappropriate and how it should be. So, again, thank you to my co-host for being here.
Welcome.
You are most welcome at all times. I'm glad you had a lovely birthday.
I know, it was amazing. And it's going to be better tomorrow with Chris Hemsworth. Oh, I'm going to be so happy. And, of course, thank you to our lovely listeners for sending all your tweets and everything else. Also, I'm just going to say this. If you want to donate to our podcast, that is more than appreciated because... And she's not here, so I can say it now. People have said that they would love to increase the quality of EJ's headset. And I said, if you want to do that, donate to the podcast under the subject, new headset for EJ.
Okay.
There you go.
So, you know, if you want to give EJ a new headset that is not like supersonic, because it's like Superman's hearing or something that we got from hers. It does surprise me a lot, Brave. And have you seen this headset?
She just needs to get a noise cancelling microphone.
She was using a proper. She was using a proper mic at one point, but I'm not sure what she's using at the moment. I will find out.
Because it really does feel as if, you know.
I'm amazed.
I don't mind it. I like it because it makes everything really interesting. Like, ooh, I wonder what's going on.
I wonder what Mr. B has just put in the microwave. That's very exciting. If you knew the distance between the microwave and her computer, you'd be amazed that it's maybe slightly too good. Maybe we'll have to we'll do some testing with it.
And a part of me is really reluctant of changing it because I'm like,
you think it might become it's become part of the podcast.
I know. We don't. I mean, also this time I think we should play the game. What are we putting in the microwave? I really want to do stuff like it. It just makes so much more for interesting podcasts, at least in my.
It's really like this thing they've got on the radio down here on Pirate FM called The Secret Sound.
Well, we can't win any prize with it.
Yeah, but... No.
But no, yeah, I don't know. I'm a bit in two folds with it. I understand that people are like, well, maybe EJ needs like a really good micro. On the other hand, I'm like, yeah, but this is amazing because we always know that it's on EJ's side and it's just fun. It's like being in the living room.
It is.
I know. But we'll have to think if we really want this.
We can probably sort something out.
Yeah. Right. And we will all see you again next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
You've been listening to Girls Gone Wow, a World of Warcraft podcast from the United Kingdom. For more information, check out girlsgonewow.net. You can send emails to the show at syl@girlsgonewow.net. Follow us on Twitter @GGWShow or on Facebook at facebook.com/girlsgonewildpodcast. We can also be found on the VOG Network, the voice of geeks, at vognetwork.com. Raven for Prime Minister.